Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clark Talk Grudge Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clocks off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham. I don't know if you can hear me, but something went wrong with the board. Let me open up somebody just to see if you all can hear me. 773-4015, Preacher Boy, your mic is open.
What's going on, Sam?
Not much, brother. Something happened with the board. Okay. Hold on, Preacher Boy. Let me go through these announcements. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. This is the Clocks Off Talk Radio. Let me make these quick announcements before I get started on tonight's subject. I was supposed to have a co-host, but he called me and told me that he got called in for work. So if he's able to get on to the show, he gonna give me a call. First and foremost, myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we are having a race June the 7th, the south side of Chicago versus the west side of Chicago, and Chicago and Indiana against the world. That is June 7th at No Limit Raceway. Another date, September 6th, is our second race. Lil' Tony is having Midwest Grudge Nationals, US 131, July 26th, with a $10,000 guaranteed payout for his shootout. His other dates are August 30th and October the 4th. Long Island Joe. April the 26th, that's out of New York. He's having a race at Piedmont in North Carolina, April the 26th. And on May the 25th at Buzz Creek in Maryland. Big Clark, for everybody that's going down to Fat Tuesday, Big Clark is having, him and Gadget are having a warm-up for that Friday, February the 28th, and Saturday, March the 1st, down in Meridian, Mississippi, at Battlefield Raceway. So if you guys are down there that Friday and Saturday, that should be a good, pretty good race. Let's see. In the Cut, he's having a race March the 22nd and the 23rd down at Fayetteville Motorsport. Yeah, that one, it's going to be a lot of action down at that one also. If you guys are down that way, show them a little support in the Cut. By way of announcement, man, if y'all missed Ground and Pound's bowling outing, it was a great outing. We had a ball. A lot of the brothers came out to support, and I'm quite sure he'll probably come on here and thank you, but nonetheless, I just want to say, man, appreciate that for him. Yeah, they had a great turnout, and it was good to see the brothers out. Okay. Now, done with the announcements, the topic for today. Can you really consider yourself a real grudge racer if you never had a race where it all began on the street? Go ahead, Preacher Boy. You want to talk about that, I know.
Yeah, sure. You can still be a grudge racer if you didn't start from the beginning. is about what's going on now. What we had in the beginning is called the past, man. So what they doing now, it's okay as long as they're engaging with everybody.
Okay.
So they can send a good drag racer if they're engaging good. So I got to give all the credit to the East Side Strangler. They are engaging and having fun. They don't care who they run. So they are considered good drag racers.
Okay.
Round and pound, same flavor. They are engaging good and traveling. So, yes.
Well, I mean, majority, I mean, those people was were they racing on the street?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'll let them ask for themselves.
I've been racing on the street for a long time. I didn't meet some people till a couple of years ago.
Okay. Okay, well, I got a whole lot of hands up. Let me go to this next caller, Preacher Boy. 708-6225. Your mic is open. 708-6225.
Yo, yo.
What's happening? Who this?
What's happening?
You got me on the speakerphone. Hello? Okay, I got to put you on mute. 708-0483. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Big Sham?
What's going on, brother? How you feel? What's up, Major?
This Major, how you doing today, brother? Now, I was just calling on your subject tonight. And I also
want
to say you're
What's
doing
happening?
A great job, man. You're doing a great job hosting. But what I want to say is, yeah, I want to add, yeah, you can be a grudge racer without have been racing on the streets, because the streets just done got too dangerous. You got your $10,000 investment or $5,000 investment out there. So, you know, nowadays it's just too dangerous to get your car wrecked or taken from the police. So you still could be a grudge racer and haven't raced on the streets. But as Preacher Boy was saying before with the Stranglers, they all been racing on the streets for years. You know, with Hootie, Terrell, Anton, they've been out on the streets racing for years. You know, just to clarify, I know he only met them a couple years ago, but they've been doing that for years on South Chicago right there. So that's all I wanted to call and say, Sam. You're doing a good job, brother. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay. I appreciate that, Major.
All right, Sam. Have a good day.
All right. 708-4697. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Big Sham?
What's happening, brother? Who are we talking to?
Oh, man, we got to go through this every week,
you
man.
Know what? If you would just keep the same number, I promise you I was looking
this
for this
the same
number.
Number, man.
Look here, I was just going down the list, like, let me find this number. If I don't find nobody else's number, let me find this number. What's up, Mouse? How you feel?
What's up? I'm pretty good, and yourself?
Oh, everything's peaceful, man. Everything is good.
Oh, that's good.
Well, what you know good about
Hell
this stuff?
Yeah. Oh, man, you don't have to even have one race on the street to be considered a true grudge race.
Yeah,
it's
say,
all
I'm
about,
sorry.
You know,
say that one more again. Say that again, Lil Derek, one more time.
Okay, you don't even have to have one street race to be considered a true grudge race.
Okay.
You know, because it's people that just go out to the track every weekend looking for action. They never seen the street. So,
okay.
You know, if the streets really got nothing to do with it. It's about what you're doing, not where you're doing it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
in my
you know,
opinion.
Yeah, I mean that's a good opinion. I mean, you didn't raced on both. I just thought it'd be an interesting question, because I know a lot of old school guys. I'm quite sure. Well, I'm not gonna say all of them, but I would say that they beg to differ when it comes to a lot of the new school guys that are racing and they calling themselves a real grudge racer. But where did it all begin? It all began on the street. So Therefore.
Oh, well, I mean, that's obvious because before there was tracks, there was the street.
Oh,
so you can't
sure.
really gauge it on that.
Okay.
You know, nowadays, people trying to build faster cars and don't want to take the cars on the street. Like the other caller said, you know, don't nobody want to have too much power on the street or deal with the police, so they take it to the track.
Okay.
And
well,
everything that's
you...
being done on the track is being, you know, it's done on the street, you know. You're getting spots and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just my opinion. But go ahead and open some more mics and see what everybody
else
has.
Yeah, somebody
else,
don't hang up. Somebody, I want y'all to have a little dialogue. Well, you know what? Let me say this. That's my reason for the show is to have a dialogue. So, I mean, because everybody got an opinion. So, therefore, the dialogue may make you think just a little bit different than what you would have been thinking, you know. So, you know,
true.
You hear from these various people, and they can give you a little insight on, you know, maybe, you know, what you thought you may have, you know, been thinking, you know, it might change a little bit. So hold
right.
that thought, Mouse. You know, just keep talking. This is our brother Raylo. 3080, your mic is open. What's up, Raylo?
What's happening, Big Sham?
What's happening, babe? How you feel?
Pretty good, man. First of all, man, I'd like to give a little comment on your topic.
Okay.
Which is a good one. Well, my opinion is, anybody that's grudge racing today is a grudge racer, regardless of where you did it at. There was just some dividends up. You're a grudge racer. But I will state that it's two different worlds. It's a lot of guys know that. Some know it. Some may not know it. The ones that never raced on the gritty and grimy street, it's a different world because I've raced on both. You know, that's some time ago, but I did both.
Mm-hmm.
On that street, it's a total different world. Man, back when all them people lined up down the sides in the way and cars turning out everywhere, coming from everywhere, and you're trying to race this 11, 10, or 9-second car down a narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I look at it. That's a different world. But anybody racing for some dividends, you're grudge racing, it's in my book.
Yeah, well, I mean, that make a lot of sense to me. You know, street racing, I mean, be it what it was back in the day, it was exciting. I will say it was very exciting, and it was a lot of people out there. I mean, just like you say, you know, anything could have happened out there on the streets when you're young. You know, you know, well, back then it wasn't nowhere to go but to the street, so. But now, I mean, you do have, you know, some tracks, you know, close by somewhere where you know, we all can, you know, go and try to race and be safe and have a good time. But that doesn't negate, you know, what, you know, some of these people, you know, some of these old people, you know, they ain't talking, but, I mean, somebody asked me about this topic. A couple people, called me today and gave me some topics to get to you brothers, and I appreciate that. I wanted to keep coming. Don't be afraid to be the co-host when you give me these topics. Some of the people, they didn't want to be the co-host, but. You know, it's all, you know, in the name of this you know, grudge game. So I mean, the topic can be, you know, long as it's about grudge racing, then I pose it a good question. So go ahead, Raylo.
Well, I can tell you one that and I'm gonna end it right quick. One that made it so different by street racing and grudge racing at the track or whatever is the Skyway, man. That wasn't really street racing, man. We was racing on a major interstate. That was I-90.
Yeah.
That's a major interstate.
And shut it down. I remember though shutting it down.
He called himself going to block it off, man. That's crazy, man. Sometimes, I'm going to tell you, man, and I know I ain't the only one. Some guys don't speak up and had a sense of humor to really think about that and say, man, we had to be crazy, man.
Yeah.
We had to be crazy, man.
We didn't have common sense, man. We were too caught up in the moment.
What'd you say, Pretty Boy?
All we wanted to do was race, man. Listen, all we wanted to do was race, man. We didn't have common sense about nothing else. So that would make it exciting to us.
Exactly, Preacher Boy. Couldn't nobody tell me I was doing something wrong. I thought I was doing something right.
Yeah, man. Oh, my goodness. I think everybody, I mean.
That made us like superstars. Like I said, that made us like superstars when we were able to block the expressway off and drag race and do the things that
we was in control of our own environment.
We used to have 5 or 6 races a night. On the weekend, you thought you was at the track. Now, they got the Oklahoma mess they done bung out. It's just a TV show. But it's exciting to us because it's got something to do with racing. And
exactly.
That's the good part about it. We was in love with pinks and all out and all that, but it really wasn't for us, but it had to do with racing. So that's what enthuses us for real drag racing. We love the point of drag racing. They can tell you right now it's going to be a race tonight. You would leave home tonight and knowing you got to be at work at 1 o'clock in the morning. You would stay at 12:30 to watch the race.
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Every day.
And while you talking, Preacher Boy, right now, if they say it right now, everybody, it's still, you know, prevalent in racing. I mean, it's still exciting, but... I don't know. It's you know, when you get older, I think you think a little bit different. So
We think about when we get older, we think about the facts of life. We want to be safe and be okay. And when we were growing up, we were wild. I'm gonna show you like right now. It could be raining out west. I mean, a hailstorm, and they said they finna race out south. We would call 50 different people. Hey man, you going out there? They said they racing. Man, it's raining here, man. Do you think it's raining out south? You'll call 50 people to see in the draft anywhere out south to know where they're racing at.
Yeah.
Thomas says, tell you, it's raining here. So it got to be raining at. Rain is on its way. And we're on our way trying to beat the rain to watch the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, let me open up this next mic. 708-0093. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham?
What's happening, bro?
What's going on? It's Voss.
What's up, Voss? How you feel, babe?
Man, I'm good.
What's the word?
Just want to shed a little light on that topic. Yeah, you can be a true grudge racer without being on the street or being ever been on the street. Yeah, you can do that. There's a lot of people that cars who is actually too fast to even go to the street, but they grudge racing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they getting it. So, I mean, yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's just up for argument, you know. It makes sense to me that, you know, as far as racing on the racing at the track now, but I guess I'm just trying to press the issue about some of the old school, and Raylo, I mean, I know you old school, but, I mean, some of the other old school guys that say what these young guys are doing now, this ain't nothing. So, you know, that's up for argument to say, well, you know, they ain't doing nothing right now. What we was doing was real grudge racing, so that's what I posed this question.
You need to get some callers on.
Some of them older. You know what, people, and they act like they scared to say something. A lot of people there say something to me when they call me, or if they leave me a message. But you know, they don't want to say nothing when they get on this plane.
Yeah, a lot of people get fired.
Go ahead.
It ain't no different from the old town races. It's not any different from the old town races and our races. The only difference is it was a lot slower than we were, and they did it a lot more often than we did. They could pull up in front of the police station and race the car they had back then because they were that slow. But they were just a crowd of people.
No, I don't say they were that slow, man.
Listen, they had a lot of 12-second cars racing everywhere. Now, the faster cars, they ran on New Doty, 130th, and on the Expressway. Then was the faster cars.
They raced on South Chicago, too, pretty boy.
Okay.
I don't know. I beg to differ with you with that one, Preacher Boy, because they race some fast cars on South Chicago, too. And them cars, you talking about slow 12-second cars, them cars wasn't no 12-second cars. Them cars was
some 10-second,
maybe some 9-second cars. They back then, they was fast back then.
There's some 9-second cars on South Chicago, too. I've never raced on that, but it's been some 9-second cars on South Chicago.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, man, you might have had about two handfuls of fast cars. What I'm trying to tell you, the majority of the races was mid-range cars that they can drive around every day and get down with. What's going on now is the cars pick up speed, people thinking about the spectators and the people that's watching. Mighty Mouse, listen, man, Mighty Mouse on the phone right now, he was out there one night, I raced, and then they ran him over. It was a cool night, and I lost control of the car. He was videoing, and then they got ran over.
Okay.
So some people don't take a chance on trying to race some fast cars on the street.
I don't know about that one, Preacher Boy. I know it was, they were slower. Some of the cars were slower, but I beg to differ to say that all those cars were some 12-second cars. No, I can't see it. I can't.
Listen, man,
I really can't
you
see it.
You said you're trying to put a, listen, you're trying to put an ET on the car.
No. You said it. I didn't say that. You said that all these cars were 12-second cars.
Listen, not every one of them was 12-second cars. Don't quote me because you never knew a person ET anyway. They might have ran 11-0s, 10-0s. You would never know, but I'm telling you, like right now, the faster your car is, the less fun drag racing is because you don't get that much action. When you had a mid-range car, a slope car, or semi car, you raced a lot, man. You had fun with your car. Look how many people trying to run down here right now today. He got to go out of town to find a race.
He don't have that many local people running here to run. Yeah, that's apples and oranges. But hold on, Preacher Boy. Let me go to this next caller. 312-0684. Your mic is open. 312-0684.
What's going on, Big Sam?
What's up, Brother Larry? How you feel?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there with both hands, Big Sam. I kind of been sitting back and I've been listening. I listen to Raylo, Preacher Boy. I was listening to Judge Derek and all of them. I just wanted to kind of briefly speak on what we were talking about at first, and then I wanted to address another thing. The topic, what makes a grudge racer? Most important element to make a grudge racer, man, first of all, is heart. You know, you got to have heart, and you got to have love for the game. That's what makes a real drag racer. A real drag racer is going to go, he's not a coward. You didn't have to have no punk out money for him. We had lockup money. And if somebody broke or something, then, you know, we did what we did. But punk out money leaves a lot of error for the new generation of racers where guys get on and talk about doing this and talk about doing that. And then if they see something they don't like, they got a way out of it. Back during the time when we was drag racing, we weren't looking for no way out of it. You had one choice. It's either you're going to whoop my ass or I'm going to whoop yours. That's the way it was. Now, also, addressing the fact about the slower cars, back during the time in our era, wasn't none of us slow because, see, we ran a different class. We ran a class where it was an ET5, ET6, and everybody had the same dial-in. And if you ran past that time, then you automatically was eliminated. So everybody had to stay within a certain range of time, you know. So nobody never really know anybody's time, because back during that era, I remember Boo, and that Malibu was called Some Kind of Dangerous. Nobody knew how fast that car could run. You know, I remember Happiness. Nobody knew how fast he could run. You know, so what's happening is it's just a change of time. But in the era that we was in during that time, we was fine. You know, and then as far as the 12-second car was concerned, my Malibu, I drove my Malibu on the street, and I drove to the track, and I run between 11-0s and 11-21s with my Malibu, you know, just driving up and down the street. So, in other words, I'm just saying that it's a change of era. You know, we live in a change of times. So with us living in a change of times, everything is going to change, you know.
Well, it definitely will, Brother Larry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me go to this next one, 773.
To be a true brother, Big Sham, you got to have heart, first of all. That's what makes you come to the game. And after you got that heart, you got to have a love for the game. See, some people want to just do this just to have a car to show and tell. But if you ain't engaging, if you're not in it, then you can't win it. So you got to have that element, that main element, the heart. You got to be able to get yourself up to the line and go ahead on and do what you're doing. If you don't like what you're seeing, then turn around and go back to the garage and do it all over again. That's all I wanted to say, Sham.
Okay. Well, just hold that line, Larry. Don't go nowhere. 773-4786. That's the hall. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Preacher boys, good shout out. Mouse, Sham.
What's up, Terrell?
What's going on, man? What up, guys? Yeah, for the topic and everything, yeah, you know, big grudge racer. As long as you grudge racer, as of today, you're a grudge racer. You start on the street and you continue to the track. That's my opinion on it. And about the heart, not so many guys got heart out there. I think people got a lot of checkbook racers out here now than really people having heart. A lot of guys don't really, I don't think they grudge racers just write out checks but not get behind their wheel. So I think, you know, that you started out from the street. One of my big races, one of my races was racing Sham on the street. We started out back in the 90s on the street. So I think that, you know, you're a grudge racer as of today. You're still engaging. As of today, you're a grudge racer. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello? Okay, what happened?
Ain't nobody else saying nothing.
Yeah, he's still on. He's still on.
Yeah, you're still on the air. We all hear you.
Oh, okay. What up, Preach?
What up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm all good. What happened to Sam?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going through the lines.
Okay.
Oh, Sam's trying to get the stuff in order.
Yeah. Let me go to this next one, 773-3490. D, you open.
Big Sham.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Preach, Rayla, what's happening, all my old-time brothers? Listen, in a way, hold on, Big Sham. Someone, I was talking about getting on the phone. You know, in a way, I agree with Preach saying, but I agree more with Rayla said. And the thing with the grudge racing is, I won't say I won't call, but I'm going to kind of put a twist to it. When we was racing on the street, we wasn't grudge racing. We was crazy racers. Man, like Reno just said, we would shut the interstate down. Not only would we shut the toll road down, we would drive up the ramp the wrong way. You know, we was crazy racers.
Yeah.
We would actually drive up 80 ramp the wrong way, man. And then our car would be unkept, so we were calling the police. You know, we called the police, too. Then we were going to try to pay them off.
You ran a mile.
I won't say
on the Skyway.
Man, listen, man. I ran Chuck on the Skyway. The police showed up. I was a man of G-ball just to let us get the race off. You know, a G just to let us get the race off on the Skyway. He said, stop and see us. Whoever wins, stop and see us. So what am I saying? We was crazy. Man, it could be 35 below zero. We have actually walked in the grass. It would crack. And we'd be out there on Dota trying to race. Now, Preach says something that's just totally not true. I hate to disagree with my homie, but that's not true. He said there was most of 12-second cars. Listen, man, I had Jerry Joyce behind the amphitheater, and I know he could run 960s. There was a lot of fast cars, but you see what's happening now, the cars are so much faster, so they want to call fast cars back then slow. They were fast for their time. They're just not as fast as the cars out today. One of my best friends is dead today because of a fast car on the street. Country was out of 12 for the car.
But see, this is what I'm trying to explain to them. You didn't waste them cars on the street that often. You didn't get cash every night like you did before.
But that's not true, though, Bree. Because, okay, let me show you something. Right? That's not true, too, because I shook up the world with a beer that could run 10-30s, and I raced practically every night. It went too many nights went by that I went on the street engaging with somebody or trying. Is that not true?
Yeah.
We was on the street every night, man. Every night.
You just couldn't come on 59. You came on 59. You had one more race if you came on 59. You didn't come on 59.
I'm trying to get you.
You had one more race.
Hey, Randall. Be it alive. I'm trying to go. But the whole thing is, man, just crazy races back then. You know, that's what it was, Shad. We weren't, man, anybody that's actually out here that's not faking and shaking and truly trying to race, I'll give you an example. My newfound friend down south that week, I call that a true drudge racer. The man don't want to see a ticket. All he want to do is put a race together. That's grudge racing. Someone that just want to go, win or lose, that's grudge racing. You know, they just, a lot of these guys that's racing, they wasn't around when the streets was around. So we can't say it's not grudge racing because they didn't race on the street. But they wasn't half as crazy as we were. Really, we're racing the rain. We were actually, man, listen, we have tried to outrun the rain to get a race off. So we were fools.
Yeah. We were fools, man.
Yeah, we would actually try to outrun the race. I ran Junior Griffin on Dodie. We could see the rain coming from Indiana. And our thing was, let's hurry up and get to the line before we get here. We get to the garage before you close the door down, the rain hit the garage door. So it was crazy, man. That was crazy race. That was a grudge race. He got grudge races today. It was crazy racing here.
Okay,
hey,
D. Sam. Hold on, D. I'm going to open up this next mic. 773-2199. Hootie, you open. Damn. Big Pond.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Just calling in, listening to your show tonight. Just wanted to say what's up to everybody.
Appreciate that.
You know, I'm just piggybacking on what, you know, what everybody said, and everybody kind of, you know, hitting on the, you know, on the same points, and it's not one opinion that's just so much greater than another opinion. You know, I just piggybacking on what B said. You know, when back in the 2000s, you know, you could be getting ready to run somebody that's from the south side. The race could be booked on the 130th. It could be raining on the west side. You know, as long as it's dry, wherever we going, you know, we're going to try to outrun the rain. So, you know, basically what everybody's saying, you know, they kind of hitting on the same point. I understand totally what Preacher Boy said. I think we just try to give Preacher Boy a bad shape, and don't nobody really want to listen to what he's saying. But the man is full of history, and all we talking about is opinion. So, you know, for everybody just to, you know what I'm saying, really just jump down as a man, I really don't think it's that fair. You know, it's all knowledge and opinion. So, you know, I just want to put that out there, man. A lot of what the man's saying is relevant. I think sometimes we just misconstrue it or take things and be biased about what other people think. But I don't really think what nobody's saying is wrong. I think what everybody's saying is a valid point.
Oh,
so,
absolutely. I don't think nobody was really on Preacher Boy. I just disagree with him saying those cars were some 12-second cars, and I mean, when he said that, it resonated something in me saying, well, I know good and well that some of them cars were very fast. 1050 was like super fast for South Chicago back then, and I'm quite sure some of them cars they was running.
I'm not negating
what he was saying. I'm just saying, It seemed like he just he was saying like all of the cars was 12-second cars, and I was like, no,
well,
that was what I was just
disagreeing with. I think he was just trying to period match and just saying some of the cars back in the day were slower. Today's cars are a lot faster. Not that I really believe. I don't really believe
Thank
he was
you.
Just trying to put
That's
a piece to it. Because like he was saying, we never knew how fast, we don't know how fast nobody car is, cause especially back then, because we wasn't even really going to the track, really running a lot of them cars. As long as we could check them in the nose or stay up in the air, and you dry hop them and they was weatherproofing and popping, we was going straight to the line with them. We didn't even know how fast they were ourselves. So I think what he was really trying to say is, you know what I'm saying, not trying to just disregard your opinion and what you thought, Big Sam. I think what he was just really trying to do is period match the time with the era, just to say that, hey, back then there was a lot of cars that were slower than we are today. Damn near everybody nowadays, if you go grudge race, in my opinion, everybody trying to put together a 9-second car faster. You know, a lot of people just ain't really putting street cars together no more. That's just my opinion. You can't rather say that's right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I think that what the man was saying was very relevant. You know what I'm saying? And I was just listening to the response that he was getting. And we can't shut him out just, you know what I'm saying, just because we don't necessarily agree 100% with what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? You just can't shut him out. So, you know, everything everybody's saying on this phone is relevant. We all men. We shouldn't even be really looking down on each other, but that's what we do is look down on each other. That's why it's so much division in what we're trying to do, because everybody thinks that one opinion is greater than another, and this person got this and that person got, and it ain't even really about that. It's about racing and getting down and having fun. No matter whether you got a 14-second car or a 7-second car, if you're going to grudge race, just stay in your class and get out.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Go ahead. I'm
that sounds good. That's just my 2 cents.
Okay, well, thank you for your 2 cents, Big Pun. I appreciate your 2 cents. Ain't no question.
5 cents.
Your 5 cents? Okay. Okay, I'll take whatever cents you want to give me.
Right.
Hey, Big Pun.
Yes, sir.
Big Pun, you ain't nothing.
Yes, sir. Hey, I might not be nothing to your eye, but let me tell you something. Just because when you look out your eye and I ain't nothing, don't mean I ain't nothing to nobody else. So you entitled to your opinion, and I thank you very much. You have a nice night, too.
You know who said that, don't
you? You can go on with the next caller, Sham.
Okay. I don't know who said that myself. Who did say that?
I already know who said it. I already know who said it. Hey, he's a grade A creep. That's all I got to tell you. So it's only a few people in the world that use the word creep.
Oh my goodness!
Guilty as charged.
Oh my goodness! Hey Hootie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's up, Sham, Mouse, Preacher Boy?
What's going on, brother?
What happened with y'all?
What's up, Hootie?
I can't call it.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Preacher Boy, I'm on your ass, but anyway.
I like that. That's what I want.
To the whole... Hey, listen, my opinion, my whole thing. I mean, you know, everything started from the street and moved to the track. So just because you're on street racing doesn't mean that you're not a grudge racer. You might not want to race on the street. Me personally, I race on the street, and I moved to the track. The reason why I moved to the track, because I had an accident on the street. Other than that, I'll probably still race on the street, doing both. My opinion, a scared grudge racer is a person that don't race, do a lot of talking, do a lot of woofing, bring their car to the track, shaking down, but never race. So, my opinion, you know, if you street race, that's on you. But a real grudge racer is a person that actually engaged, whether it's on the street or at the track.
That's what's up.
It sure is. Gotta have that heart.
Hey, Big Pun, thank you for cleaning that up.
I don't call anyone disagreeing with you. I mean, I don't call them a jumper. We all just said that there was more than 12-second cars on the street.
Listen, I know. Busting out all of them, and that Camaro, they can run in a nine. I'm saying, but they didn't get racing as much as the regular cars, like sun cars, windshield cars. They race all day long, back to back.
How fast that windshield car can run?
Which one?
How fast that Grand Prix, you know, racing with? How fast that car can run?
Which Grand Prix?
One foot step. That's what he did the most race with, is Grand Prix. That's what he did the most race. How fast did they have a cock run? Did you have any idea how fast the cock run?
No.
That car was a good 11-second car. It was a good 11-second car. Good one. Real good.
Which
one.
Which Grand Prix?
Just a gold one.
Winfield? Yeah, Winfield.
Yeah.
He won 1080, 1120.
Oh, yeah, well,
I
good
that
good
was
that's what I'm saying.
They ran 1080.
I don't think I'm seeing
like that.
It was way more cars running good numbers. And this thing I argue with the New Jack racer today. You have to compare the 10-second cars of the 80s with that era. You can't compare a car in that era with a 2014 car. Cars are faster now, but
this
cars listen. Back then was faster than the 70s. You know,
see, this is what
when
I mean.
We ran the 80s,
this
was faster than it was in the
70s. Listen to what I'm trying to explain to you, D. Listen, back then, you can race a fast car and really didn't care about it because you was hustling with the car. Street racing was a
we
hustle.
We
no keep a person from knowing.
It's a hustle now.
Knowing
it's
what was
now,
going
bro.
On at the track. Listen to me, man. Y'all didn't know what an EC was at the track because everybody was racing on the street. You would put a car together and go straight to the street with it. Now you go to the track and race, a person can damn near know exactly what the time is. That or some idiot at the track can tell what the time is.
You know why they go onto the track and why we got off the street? The main reason we got off the street because they started taking your car so much and you're getting faster and faster, was tearing them up. We didn't go to the street. We didn't go to the track because we started wanting to go to the track. Guys started going to the track because we got older, we got wiser, we started realizing it was safe for the track, we get away from the police hassle. That's why we started going to the track.
AD, not to mention that a ton of us got commercial driver's license. You know what I'm saying? We got to feed our
like
family.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly.
Hey,
man.
Look at a pretty just about what he just said. I got caught on Osmond trying to race Didi. Police grabbed Jesse Lee. The first thing they said to Jesse Lee was, "You a professional driver because he had a CDL license. And you out here? Now you got to try to talk your way out of that." That's why guys start going to the track, man. It's way more fun on the street. Look, man.
Okay. Hey, y'all, let me open up this. Let me. I got some hands up. Let me open up these next mics. Jeff, your mic is open. Jeff.
What's going on, Sam? This is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
What's going on? I just wanted to call in and thank everybody for coming out and supporting us. And you got a good topic. I'm at work, so I got to get back to work. I just wanted to call in, so I called just to tap me in. But that's a damn good topic. But I just wanted to appreciate everybody coming out and supporting our bowling, our first fundraiser. We had all a good time. Hey. So that's all I want to tell you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Oh, ain't no doubt, Kenny. Yeah. 773.
Big Sam.
Yes, sir. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Though, about 8 o'clock, if you get an open window, just cue me in about 8 o'clock and we can try to straighten it out real fast.
Okay.
That announcement.
Okay.
About 8 o'clock.
I'll let you in at 8 right now. Paul Wall. Wait a minute. Paul Wall. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Paul Wall. What's up?
What up?
What's up, Paul Wall?
What up?
What up, man?
Right.
How you doing, Paul Wall?
What's going on? I want to say hello to everybody. I ain't seen nobody face in about, what, 3-4 years?
Somebody.
Hey, who calling somebody? God damn.
I don't know.
You have reached
that's
the voicemail box of 6303925499.
Not me.
I don't know who calling it is.
Oh, well, they about to get a long-ass message. Hey, that don't mean you stop hanging on something. All right. That's a great topic. Like, I pretty much grew up on everybody that's on the phone right now. I used to stay out on Doty, sleep in the back of cars until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, as a kid, you'd be like, if you went to the track, you really wasn't shit. You know, that's how I felt. Let me phrase it. Not everybody, but that's how I felt. If you went to the track, you wasn't shit. I was like, when I grew up, didn't nobody teach me that, but that's just the way I felt. If you raced on the street, you was the man in my ass. And that's how I learned. I started off with a Grand Prix, started getting my ass whooped, and I got pissed off and spent some money. You know, a preacher boy, it was, you know, it's a lot of cars out there, you know, fucking 12, 11, 10. You like, it was very rare that you seen a 9-second car on the street. Very rare. You had one or two every now and then, but very rare. Everybody hit a lot of points. Like, now, like a lot of people, pretty much everybody hit the right topics. Nowadays, you get older, you think, well, shit. Man, we used to do a lot of dumb shit, get your car taken, pay an $800 fine. Like, I got caught on Southwest Highway. The police officer took my driver's license, told me I bet not move. This bitch went around the block for 1 hour and told me not to move. I didn't move. That ticket was $1,000. And I still drag race after that, but you live and you learn from dumb shit that you do.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, track racing, it seems fun, you know. If you can street race without getting in trouble, I still would love to do it. You know, just my two cents in it.
Yeah, I just think it's much safer. You still can get it on. I just, you know, I think it's much better. I think so. You don't have to worry about no cars coming out on you. You don't have to worry about running from the police and doing all the, you know, all of that. So I believe it is better. But so you saying that you think that really, well, did you hear the topic, Paul?
Yeah, I heard the topic.
Yeah, so you saying that you believe that in order to be a real grudge racer, you do have to run on the street. You should have run on the street before.
Well, that's how I felt growing up. Nowadays,
okay.
You know, it's completely different. Like back then, watching Tyrone, Corey, you know, all them guys growing up on the street, you just hit the shit out your head, too. You know, watching them guys on the street all the time, every night, every three nights, whole straight nights, you know what I'm saying? That's all you learn is your street. I've been, like, when I was a kid, I only went to 41, I think, out of a year, like, 3-4 times. That was it. It was just predominantly street racing, South Chicago, West Side, wherever. But, you know, as you get older, you be like, man, you ain't even got a race on the street now because you don't want the risk. You don't want a car pulling out in front of you or, like, somebody said overcrowded, almost hit the cameraman or some dumbass sitting in the middle of the street trying to just catch you with a camera phone. You know what I'm saying? So
now that makes sense.
I feel like if you just go straight to the racetrack, man, and you set on fucking kill and you erase anybody and don't nobody race you, even if you get a race every fucking time, you're a true grudge race regardless. You ain't always got a race on the street. Street was just fun as hell because it's just excitement, something to get out the house. Like somebody somebody call you at 1 o'clock in the morning, you'll jump your ass out the bed if it's a nice race or somebody that's important in the racing. You'll hop your ass out and go to whatever street it is.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's
true.
All night racing. I remember that.
Hey,
hold on, let me open this next
like
mic up.
Now.
773-9385. Smooth.
Hey.
Yep.
It's the real Smooth right here.
Oh, damn.
Now, none of you guys paying attention or y'all done forgot. D, Preacher Boy, all y'all. They had 8-second cars on the street, man. I can name 4 of them right now. 8-second cars. So stop lying, talking about y'all don't know nobody E.T. Because some of y'all was going in the tower. Y'all know E.T.
There you go.
Lying now. Kirk can run in the H with his Camaro. Drew can run in the H with his Cutlass. Kid can run in the H with that Nova. And goddamn Country can run in the H with his Malibu. Now am I lying, D?
Yep. No, you're not lying, man. You're not lying. That's pretty good, man. You're not lying.
That's all I'm saying. So stop saying. They study talking about they going down to the nines. I don't want to hear shit about the nines. Those people going 840 and 830, running on the street, hooking on 130, getting nasty.
You finished?
Getting nasty. Hell
need it now. Friday's got to eat it. Y'all need to stop it now. Stop the bullshit. Street racing is still real. I don't want to hear the bullshit. Let's do it.
Hey,
now,
Ken.
Meanwhile.
That's because Bridgeport Tom ran 12 then and it still run 12 now.
Ooh-wee. I'm gonna tell y'all some good shit. Way back then, I was the only one running 12, running you 10 second boys. Y'all ain't nothing. Whooping your ass. Y'all give me spots. Don't do no burnout. I'm blowing your ass out. Now tell the truth. Now all you old timers and the Larrys and all these guys, tell the truth. Stop the bullshit. This 1-800 keep it real.
This message is for Hootie, then. Hootie, listen. You barking now. When it's time for the race, I want you to come on out the gate and play, though.
Dodger, whoa. Let's get something straight, man. Hootie don't run for nobody. I'm Eastside Striker. We don't run, cuz. I've been to every event, broke or not broke. And if my car was broke, you better please. It would get fixed to race you ASAP, dog. I've been waiting on you. What the fuck you talking about? Dodge. Man,
you
ain't nobody.
Man, you got all the summer. I ain't trying to be nobody.
I'm going to give Hootie some credit now. I just locked in and ran with my boy, Kyle. Hootie ran at the end of the year at the last event. So the boy be getting to the line now.
Broke. Yes, sir. Hey, smooth. Broke, I'm going to run. That's one thing. I'm going to run free. I'm going to run for some money. If I feel I'm going to try you, I'm going to try you. I don't run for races, man. You got me fucked up.
You did do that.
Hey,
smooth.
You
will be.
Yes, sir.
Smooth.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Big Sham.
I'm just being honest, baby.
Big Sham.
I'm back. I had to go. I'm trying to go through the lines. What?
Big Sham. Can you get Big Time on the phone? Slow Ass Vic. I want to hear his history, his drag grudge racing. Vic.
I don't have Vic number.
A lot of trophies, man.
I don't even have his number.
You don't want
to
talk to Vic.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Vic said he's a grudge racer. I want to know his background in Gary. How far he go back in grudge racing. That's all he do is talk show.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, let me open up this next mic.
He's a
bracket
racer, man.
773-9369. Your mic is open. 773-9369.
You got some bracket racers on the phone that gamble for money. Street racing, if you will.
Okay. 773-9315. Marvin, you on the line.
Hey, what's going on, player?
What's happening, brother?
Man,
are you ready to get down there? Here we go.
What up, preacher boy? You still on the line, boy?
Yeah, I'm still on the line, boy.
Yep, just giving y'all a shout out, man. That's all, you know. I'm a goddamn it try to make it that way. Goddamn it, shit. Hopefully, sometime this year, goddamn it, check y'all out, see what y'all doing, you know. And goddamn it, probably 2015. Goddamn it, I'm gonna show up with something.
Okay,
that's beautiful.
Yes, sir. Hey, preacher boy.
Yes.
And I'm going to drive it, and I'm going to drive it from Arizona, man.
That's good, man.
A real motherfucking street car, boy.
What's that, Marvin? Good to you, Marvin.
If I do, I'm Marvin.
Yeah.
What up, Marlon?
What up, who this?
It's Terrell, boy.
What's going on with it, dog?
Get down.
Right.
Stop crying. Shut up.
Hey, Terrell.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah. I'm on here.
Oh, yeah. Still got that green Mustang?
Yeah, I still got it.
Yeah. Hey, what's the name of your crew, man?
What'd you say?
Hey, hold on one second. Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
You got Vic number?
No, I ain't got Vic number.
You don't have his number? Oh, you know, I know who got his number.
I got man's number.
Yeah, I got man's number too.
Yeah, put
the
man on the phone,
might be on the line. Man, if you're on the line, press the one button.
Let me go to this next. Let me go to this next caller.
Hey,
go
on,
ahead.
Sam.
What you say, Hootie?
Hey, I want to know the history. Hey, anybody tell me the history of Cadillac Joe and where the hell he came from? This man don't do no racing but do all the talking.
Oh. Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying,
no
man.
Heart.
Because, listen, man. I'm a no heart.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. He has to speak for himself. I don't know if he on here or not. If you on here, let me open up.
The topic for next week
is
fake ass grudge faces.
708-6225. Your mic is open. 6225. 708-6225. I don't know who that is. They're not. I'm trying to get Vic on the phone for you, Terrell.
Hey, get and 302.
Move, what you say? Is Skin still on this line? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's still on there.
Skin, Long Island Joe.
Hey, Big Boy.
Sent me a message for you for June 7th. Yeah.
Big Boy.
Is him again?
Big Boy.
Big Boy on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hey,
I heard you. Is your driver home? Is your driver, Mr. B, home yet? Is Mr. B home yet for you?
Mr. B don't drive for me. Raylo drive for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did Mr. B come home yet?
Hey. Don't keep chopping at you. There we go. Come on in.
I don't think so.
Hey, he close. We're understanding he's close to getting here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Show.
No, Brian don't drive for me.
Hey,
okay, I thought he was a driver. Personally.
I think
we're going to finish now, Big Pond.
There you go. We can play now.
What'd you say?
You about ready, Big Pond?
No, it ain't ready. We're going through some changes, but it'll be ready soon.
Okay. You know, my door's still open, Big Pond. I ain't seen you visited lately.
Hey, when I have time, I slide on you.
Hey, hold on, everybody. Right. Brother Raylo want to make an announcement. Raylo, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Raylo.
Okay. Hey, to all the brothers on the line, I want to let y'all know that we're going to be having the first Chi-Town annual mega drag race party, February 23rd. On a Sunday, it started at noon. It's going to be the biggest drag race party you ever laid eyes on. With all kinds of festivities going on, it's going to be a lot of light going on. Brothers will be able to get face-to-face and talk. There's going to be all different types of videos showing. We're going to have a live NHRA race going from Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to have old-school grudge racing on video, some videos you've never seen before in your life. The guys that's racing today, they're going to see some stuff that, man, I didn't know it was going on like this. I got this kind of footage that a lot of brothers would love to see, and you'll see where it started from. Back from U.S. 30, the Skyway, from everybody that was hot back then, Shaky, Donnell, Fat Kevin, on video, on South Chicago. So, we're going to make this announcement a couple more times, maybe one more time tonight, but anybody miss this, you be to miss something. This is going to be a shot heard around the world. We're going to have brothers from Detroit, Ohio, all over Chicago,
where
I guarantee you. And Dalton, Illinois at the,
what's
at
location,
the old Secret Club. At the old Secret Club at the Ethics Center. And Dalton, everybody know what it's at. Everybody in Chicago know where that's at. We're going to be having flyers going to be coming out by next week. There'll be flyers out, Facebook, and more announcements on the Big Sham Show. And Big Sham will be one of the main MCs because his voice carries and the brother is really strong with
what he's doing now, getting brothers together like myself. It'll be a strong groove, man. It ain't going to be no static, no nothing. It's going to be old guys there back from the old school to even show that we're showing appreciation to them from back from the old school, back from the 70s. These guys are going to be there, and they're going to be welcome to talk. They're going to be wanting to talk to some of you young guys, the guys that having fun out in the street in the grudge racing world today. It's going to be a strong group, man. All I can tell you is stay keyed in. We're going to have all the information coming up on a weekly basis. Big Sham,
sounds good.
Later, if you want to, up here next Thursday. Go ahead with your show, bro.
It's all good, Ray. Yeah, that's going to be a great event, Raylo. All of the old school and new school brothers, y'all need to be there because it's gonna be one hell of an event. They got if you haven't been in there, that place is real nice. It's got TVs everywhere, so you'll be able to go on to each one of those TVs and look on different stuff, and it should be a really nice event. What's that date again, Raylo?
February 23rd.
February 23rd, okay.
On a Sunday.
It's not at noon.
Okay.
It's not at noon. And all you brothers for the Race Expo, try to get it in on that Saturday. I know the Race Expo is that weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but most brothers do go on Saturday anyway, but on that Sunday we're gonna be getting together, man, setting Chicago on fire about street racing. There's going to be awards, food.
So hot.
It's going to be a whole nine yards, man. It won't be a dull moment, I can guarantee you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Raylo. Wait a minute. Let me see who this is. 773. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me let Stokes in. Stokes, your mic is open.
What's going on, yo?
What's up, brother? How you feeling today?
Stokes, Eastside.
What's
going
on,
yo?
What's
up, man?
What up with it? You sad crazy. Hey, now I'm at work, man. I got these boys here listening to this show, man. I told them this should get wild, man.
What's up?
Hello? Yeah.
Where you, Stokes? Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah, man. So I can get everybody sitting back. We sit back and off and listen to the show, man. Y'all go carry on, man. We're going back on mute.
Yes, sir, Stokes.
All right.
Hey, Big Sham.
Back in
there. Hey, Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you let the brothers know, man, I gave you your first gap on South Chicago.
Huh? You did what?
No, gap on South Chicago.
Don't do that.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
He gave you your first gap.
You gave me my first gap?
Yeah.
Who did? Who was this?
Terrell?
Terrell, you ain't never got me. You a lie. Don't lie on national radio. Ever.
Okay. I get you again.
Hey, Big Sam.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey,
now,
Big Sam.
Now, Hootie, I will say, but Hootie.
Yeah, I get your first.
Hootie, I can say you gave me a gap, but. I'll just take my hat off. Yeah, you gave me a gap. I'm not gonna tell what happened. I'm not gonna say nothing. Yeah, you got me. But Terrell, you lying. I ran your ass over. Now,
okay.
Now let me go back to this show.
I do sell gap insurance for those of you who all need it. For 2014, call Big Pan. I got gap insurance, and I'll go over your policy with you. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Big Pun. I don't think I need it right now, but I guarantee you I'll be calling you if I ever need it.
Hey, Big Shell, you better call me. Don't nobody never know when they going to need it, and that's like all states there.
I heard that. Wait a minute, let me go to the hey, Big Ray.
Call that motherfucker. I'm going to get the shit out of his ass.
Big Ray.
Out of who?
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Big Sam? Terrell?
How you feel, baby?
What up, Big Ray?
What's going on, brothers, man?
What up, Big Ray?
Stay good, man.
Just listening in.
Yeah, we. I didn't tell everybody loose now, so.
Lay your suck ass down.
Bad boy racing, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Hello? Hello?
Chair.
Yo.
Chair.
Yeah, we can still hear you, man. I don't know what's going on with the phone.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, well, I got a question. Is Sherman or anybody from Rough Racing on the line?
No. No, Sherman on the line. Hello?
Hey, Hootie, what's good?
Hey, preacher boy.
What up, my dude?
Yeah, thank
you. I'm going to hit you at the 9 o'clock so we can holler at each other.
Okay,
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 my
phone.
What up, boy?
What up?
Three Lug. Your mic is over, Three Lug.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Who looking for Three Lug?
The Hulk.
Nobody in their right mind.
Okay. Man, what the fuck are you doing, man? Go over there.
Yeah.
Did I just hit Three Lug voice?
Yeah, Three Lug on the line.
Yeah, but him and Sam, Big Sam. Big Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Vic on the phone.
Oh, tell him to call the line. What's his number? What's his last four?
No, I got he on my line.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jeffrey. He could just tell him to call into the show. If he can't call into the show, turn him loose on there.
He on my line. He on that line. Go ahead, Vic.
What's that?
Terrell looking for you.
Sound like he a country mile away.
Yeah,
I can't even hear him.
To call
hey,
Vic,
why don't you
show.
Call in on the line? Call in the show, Vic. We can't hear you without Gary, Indiana, man.
All right, I'm
going to
hang up and call right now.
Call right now. What's your last phone, Vic?
Call right now.
What's the last phone?
Stop.
9726.
Okay, come on.
All right.
Three love.
Get up.
Fucking nuts.
Suck me fucking nuts.
Two love.
Let up.
So wrong with your
phone. Let up. Could you hear me now?
What you on, a Bluetooth?
Yeah, not took it off.
Okay. Hey, you used to get down back on Ogden, Carlson back in the days?
You know what?
Were you grudge racing on Ogden back in the days, Carlson? Out west?
I was.
What about it? Shout out, are you a true grudge racer?
Shall we live? I ran for snores on the ground back in November some years ago.
Hey, Three Lug.
Yeah.
What up? Three Lug.
What up?
Don't get it.
Huh?
Hey, Dancer.
Yeah.
Man, I'm checking out these 12-degree Raptor two heads from Real
yes,
Moore.
Yes, sir.
God damn.
And who made them for them? Darts?
No, I don't know. It just say you can only get them through Real Moore.
Yeah, I know. It's a dart head, I think.
Vic,
your mic is open.
What's happening? Who looking for some trouble?
Yeah, it just said it was designed by Real Morse, and it don't say who they, who, you know, pretty much, you know, what heads they were.
Terrell, Vic is on his line.
That's
it's
the number.
Man, I'm looking right here, goddammit. It say, goddammit, at and 500 left, they blow 425.
Hey, Vic, you a grudge racer, Vic?
And they really lift it blow 500.
How come I never saw you turn a W
right.
on before?
You say why not?
Bad motherfuckers, y'all.
Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I think the last price I saw him was like $6.
I should say about $7,000.
Yeah.
Incredible. I know exactly what you're talking about. Ooh, kill him.
Yes,
hey, Vic.
Sir.
That's what
yeah.
we talking about.
Terrell, I got him on the line.
Yeah, it's ugly there, boss.
I'm trying to find out the big get down, you know what I'm saying, about the topic about the grudge racing. I want to know his history on the street to the track,
I ain't
what he
never
did.
Seen him do nothing.
Yeah, it's got to be bad dark because that's who he fucked with.
I want to know who's
hey, man,
who's
in the background.
Who's that talking?
Hey, put that,
is that
shit on.
Pun?
Hey, Shannon, get your show, man.
Man, that's mob. That's mob.
Do that.
Who was he talking to? Let me.
That's mine.
Hey, man, how about you give me my phone? Give me my phone before you hang up on the conversation. Give me the phone.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Give it to me.
I'm listening.
Give it to me.
Man, who got all the buttons, man, on the phone, man?
I don't know who that is, but go ahead.
I was just trying to find out a little history about Vic, you know. Did he get down on the street back in the days? And what makes
him
grudge race to this day? What have he won? What have he turned on? Who he grudge race?
Well, I didn't whoop bench him for one. But, I mean, I was always just a drag racer. I didn't really come from the streets. I was involved with street racing, but I really wasn't racing on the streets. I've always been an organized drag racer. But now it is what it is.
Oh, okay.
I was track champion at 41 for the quick 16.
Oh.
I ran with the Midwest House Sportsman. I mean, I've done a lot of organized racing. But as far as street racing, I'm not that big and not that keen on it. But I've been around. I've been around racing all my life. But as far as you wanting some trouble, Mr. Terrell, you can get that.
I'm gonna rip your whole camp.
I hear what you're saying, but you got to prove that to me, buddy.
I'm gonna prove it. I take your money. That's how I'm gonna prove it.
I understand. I hope you. I can give it a good try.
It's easy.
I tell you, just like this, just like I said yesterday on the other show, 2014 big time racing coming back to put it on the map.
Oh,
you
shit.
Ground and pound, and whoever else can get ready.
Man.
You ain't nothing, man. You're a class racer. I don't know what you're saying. Prove it to me.
Big Perm, you open.
Yeah. Prove it
Big
to
Perm.
Me that I ain't nothing.
You call me too tall.
Ground and pound, I always
Terrell. Yeah. With your
car, what you
want to
do with my car? You make the race.
Oh, yeah. Well, all these cars is today.
You know what
car?
What you want to do with my car?
That carbon fiber car?
It's fiberglass. There it is. It's all fiberglass. What you want to do with that? What you need?
What I need?
Yeah, what you need?
I don't need shit to whip that car.
Okay, well, what do you
want to lock in? When I see you on the same ground, we'll lock in
something. Huh?
I see you out there. We're going to lock in. You got a car at the track.
Well,
the first day you bring that car to the track, I'm going to lock in with you.
You just talking. You ain't ready to do no racing.
Man, you ain't going to do nothing either, man.
Whenever you get ready,
all you going to do is car shows, man, like I've been doing. Car shows.
I understand. I did good in that last year, too. But you just
where your trophies come from?
Bud, you open.
Okay, what's up? What's up, though?
What up,
what
though?
What up, Vic, y'all? Marvo, all the fellas, what's happening?
What's
hold
up,
on one second, y'all. Everything good. Take this baby and that of your sister and let her change the pamper. Okay, y'all, what's good? I got a lot of little
what's
kids
up, bro?
With me, y'all. Y'all got to excuse the brother. They didn't tell me it was over with yet. What's happening, everybody? South side, west side?
What's happening?
I was just listening to y'all.
What up,
Lee? Hey, don't drop that baby, boy. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey,
yeah, I'm good now, y'all. They gone. Let me lock the door.
What's the topic
tonight, Sham? I just got on, man.
The topic was, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Can you really consider yourself a real grudge racer if you never had a race where it all began on the street?
Well, it depends. I ain't going to say you ain't a grudge racer because you just started on the street. But, you know, a lot of people.
Somebody got some back.
Track.
Is that you? That's not you, is it, bud?
No, that ain't
somebody
me.
On a speakerphone.
Door, my man.
Yeah, somebody on a speakerphone. It's like an echo. Now I got to go through everybody's phone. Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, you know, if you didn't start on the street, that just, you know, the policing got so bad in that way, it's damn near impossible to start on the street, you know what I mean? If you want to keep your car, keep your license, you know. But, I guess grudge racing is just how you feel about it, you know, getting out there and getting down on somebody. You know, wherever you do it at, it need to be at the track or in a set of motherfucking cornfield somewhere, wherever. Wherever you get down is where you want to get down on somebody else. No. Not just
Vic,
saying that.
I think that's you, Vic, that I hear background noise.
Okay, I'm going to get off this speakerphone.
What up, Vic?
What's happening, bud?
Yeah. Like I say, you know, most of us, you know, started out on the street because we ain't had good sense no way. And that was, we didn't like going to no motherfucking tracks. But, you know, track kill. Like I told Tate the other day, he said, man, you better go into the track and get you an ET on your car. I said, I might not get an ET. That way I won't be scared of no motherfucking body. If I don't know what I run, I don't care what they run.
Wait, what you say?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Fuck an
what
ET.
You say?
If I don't know what my car run, how I'll be scared of somebody. Somebody come to me and tell me, man,
Lord.
He run 5-0. I said, well, shit, I don't know what I run. Fuck him. It look like I can beat him.
Oh,
you know
wow.
What I'm saying? Back in the day, what they used to say, track kill. How many times you done went to the track and somebody said, you this motor supposed to run this, and you get there and that motherfucker let you down? You say, God damn, I'm finna run 10-0, and that motherfucker run 10-70. Now you don't want to race no more because you think everybody out there can beat you. That's just with me. I don't know how y'all been, but I know the track used to kill me sometimes. Hurt my feelings. I get there expecting one thing, get something different. But, hey, you know, it is what it is.
So,
that's
are you still
going to
jump in the ring?
I told you, I don't care what I run. I'm racing everybody. That way I know I won't duck nobody.
Lie.
If I don't know
I'm
what
I run, everybody except Don Yang. He ain't fucking with Don Yang.
Except
Don Yang. You been sucking that ass down.
Yeah, I ain't going to grab Don Ye. I ain't going to grab Beers either. I heard he fast. The rest of them got his goddamn grill.
Nah, fuck Beers. Who would you make an ass? Fuck Beers. I ain't going to give that for you.
Well, thanks, man.
Beers fast 2011.
Huh? Yeah.
What you say?
I heard my boy Marvel was on the phone. He from Arizona. Yeah, I heard him say somebody he going to drive up here. That's my man, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still on the line.
Yo, Marvin.
Hold on.
What's going on? What's going on, bud?
What up? Who that, Big Pun?
This Big Ray.
Big, hey, Big Daddy, what's up?
What's going on?
Big Ray, my man, y'all. That's my Southside connection, Big Ray. Hey, that's our Southside connection. Hey, look here. That's our Southside connection, Big Ray.
Yeah, that's our buddy, man. That's our big buddy, Ray, man.
Wait a minute,
yeah.
Bud. Terrell, you still on this line?
I'm here.
Not Ray. Vic, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, now... he had me call you. Now, what happened? What was y'all saying? I'm sorry, bud. Let me get this together.
Go ahead. Get that here. Just
because you didn't never run on the street don't mean that you're not a true grudge racer. That's the way I see it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we came up with that conclusion. I wasn't even talking about that, Vic. I'm talking about Terrell had me call you on the line. I'm thinking that he wanted some trouble.
And I told him he can get anything he wants. All he got to do is let me know when and where. And down on his ass I'm going.
Oh.
Man, that old ass slogan, man. I got you. You gonna do something this year, bro. You better track every day, man. I got you.
Look, dude, I'm not no big talker as far as all that extravagant talking and all that. But when we get to the track, all you gotta do is act like you want some trouble. Act like it. You ain't gotta be like it. Act like you want some trouble.
Yeah, I heard me say ground and pound. Did you say something about ground and pound, Vic?
Yeah, they got it. They got a day too.
Hey, we're not ready to roll that ass out. So I know you want some get back. So you got it.
I know. That's right. Hey. You got it. I'm beating me, but I tell you what, I'm coming back. And I want that.
No bigger joke, man.
You're more than welcome.
Hey,
Big Vic.
Hey,
sweet at ease.
Hey. Indiana finna come out.
Hey, Vic.
What's happening?
Sound like you got your fist balled up, man.
We're gonna make a big run race this year. Yeah, because I'm ready to go. I'm tired of all this talking and lip jawing. I'm ready to show and prove.
So you got that Tommy Jerry fist that motherfucker you blowed up?
Say what?
You got that Tommy Jerry fist that motherfucker you blowed up your thumb and blowed that bitch up? You ready to come out of here?
That's what it takes. But that, it ain't going to take that with Terrell.
Man, Vic, you from US 30, man. You gonna grudge race this year, man, instead of making all these goddamn test hits.
Well, hey, I hear what you're saying. All you gotta do is make me know you want some trouble.
Hey, Vic, you gotta tell him like I used to hear Terry.
Terrell on the radio show, trying to make yourself like a big man. He can't get past me and Leah had a hit to go with you. Nigga, sitting in the weekend
down and no stuff. Man, play it all with that shit, man.
You ain't about Leon, man.
You ain't get got by Leon.
Try it this year.
Hey, you got a back ass car. I got a fast nigga car. You with me? You happy? Ooh wee. You in on it? But a back ass car slammed your ass. Took you for a drill ride.
And that's something, too, about cars as far as stock suspension, back end, chassis cars. E.T. is E.T. anymore. That's the way I see it. E.T. is E.T. You got small tire cars that outrun big tire cars. Oh.
That's true, but they damn near got 800 cubic inches and fucking three kits.
Well, I ain't got 800 inches. I can't afford it. But I'm going to do what I got to do with what I got. And Terrell, like I said, with that shit you got a car in the break to the corner whenever you get ready.
God damn. I take that.
I'm telling you what you got. And
I must say, right?
With my car, you
I
got a car
that.
In the break.
I take that.
For your life.
I take that.
You got it.
When y'all gonna do that?
East Saturday sweet, buddy. East Saturday not sweet. We're going to make you eat some worms.
June 7th.
I hear what you're saying.
Make me eat them.
No, you're going to know what we're saying. Trust and believe. You're going to know. Hey.
Oh, shit.
For my man Tommy, trust and believe. You're going to know what we're saying, buddy.
Who is that? Who is that talking?
That's Hootie.
That's
Hootie.
Oh, that shit you got, you ain't either. What you want to do with that?
Man, listen. Hey,
I got
listen,
a street
man.
Cop.
I'll tell you,
I got a street cop for that.
Well, get your ass down there. Get down.
We ain't got that Z no more. We got a Mustang. I got an old fire Mustang.
Get down.
I
get
like
down.
It.
Get
I
down.
Like it. I like
get
it.
Down. Get down.
I like it.
I ain't saying what the fuck you get, man. I'm a small town. Get your ass down.
Are y'all trying to lock in? Did I hear somebody say something about June 7th they were trying to lock in?
With what? Hootie?
Hootie? No.
I'll
Terrell,
tell
you,
you
say
you
give
this
a Terrell a time to
break. That's the way I look at it. If it's got to be on June 7th, I'll be there. And we gonna
have
to
no
like this.
Run you, man. I'm going to run you ASAP, man. As soon as I see you at the truck with that car, you got ask.
Like
June 7th.
Hey, Sam.
Listen, I got other
yeah.
plans on June 7th, man. Other plans.
Okay, I like that. Whenever you ready.
All right.
I like that.
Hey, okay, hold on. I got a question for all y'all. What's going on June 7th? I ain't been in the loop in 3 years.
Who is this talking?
This is Paul Hoff.
I'm having a race June 7th at No Limit Raceway. The South Side versus the West Side.
Ah, okay.
And I dare you get your ass up here.
Oh, who's that?
I dare you get your ass up here. This is Jeff. This is Ground and Pound. Get your motherfucking ass up here.
Hey, Jeff, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Hey, now everybody, listen up. Hey, Jeff, I asked Sherman or Sherman. I tried to lock in, 4 weeks ago. I told Sherman, since he's swabbing down, I had an 18-year remote 10,000 years ago, that I take the break, gun the gun from him, man. Hey, he said, no, I got to pop my hood to show him that I ain't got spread for heads. And I said, I got a 23 remote, I'm running him head the fuck up 8 miles with Monte Carlo top suspension. But since you said something now, and then you tried to race one time, but the money got fucked up or whatever happened, I'll be polite to whoop your ass also.
That's what I want. That's exactly what I want. So get your ass down, June the 7th.
Are you locking in, Paul?
I ain't going to promise you because I got a lot of shit to do this year. But if I can make it June 7th, man, I'll race every car y'all got as long as y'all look like me as far as the top. That Malibu, that Cutlass, Sherman car, Buford, that fucking
wagon. Let me ask you this here. How long does it take you to get to this shit?
I think 9 hours. Don't quote me on that. I just told Todd that. I think 9 hours.
Okay, well, it takes me about the same, goddammit. I'll meet your ass at Gadget and Big Clock Race.
February the 28th. That's Friday and Saturday, March the 1st in Meridian, Mississippi.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll be down there, but I ain't taking my car. I ain't gonna lie to you now. I ain't taking my car, y'all.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I ain't ducking and dodging you. I just ain't never planned for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, but.
I understand. I ain't saying you're dodging. I was just trying.
Why the fuck are you screaming, kiddo? Shut up. But you motherfuckers, I guarantee I paralyzed one of y'all.
I can't see it.
Hey, I tried to paralyze y'all then, but something happened, so I ain't even talking about that no more.
Yeah, well, you know, you talking about fucking 3, 4, 5 years ago. That shit is old.
Right, that's why I said then, and I ain't talking about it no more. I just made that clear.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to engage now. Shit, I ain't got no fucking time to be waiting. I want to do you now.
But it's not like, hey, listen, man, if I lived in Illinois, man, then I'd say, yeah, we can lock in for March, whenever fuck 41 open up, but I don't. I live in fucking Texas. You can go ahead and come down here. I'm in 80 degree weather right now, so you can come down here.
That's the reason why I'm trying to meet you in the South. I'm coming out of my element, too.
Right. I'm trying to meet your ass somewhere in the south. I don't give a fuck.
But I ain't gonna be. This is what I'm telling you. On the 28th through the 1st, I'm gonna be down there, but I ain't gonna have my car. Now I probably, you know, come March, April, I lock in. If I got enough hours to get off of June 7th, man, I will lock in, man.
Ruff, your mic open.
And straight off the trailer,
hello?
My ass will go.
Yeah.
Hello, hey, good evening, fellas. Good evening.
What up?
Hey, I just heard Paul Wall. What you say? You gonna do what to me now?
Come here, man. Hold on 1 second, Sean. Where your damn bottle at, man? Ain't nothing wrong with you, man. Calm down.
Hold on, Jeff. What you, Paul Wall, what you say? You gonna do what now?
Jeff came on the phone and said,
What you say you gonna do to me?
I'm about to quote my words, what I'm about to say. Just listen. I said, I tried to lock in like 4 weeks ago. That's when me and you talked via text message and Facebook. I asked for a break or a kind of break. It was either or. Gun to gun, you said, if I got a small block that got, I mean, a 23-degree small block, I got that, right?
That ain't what you said. You just said that you tried to run me head up to the eighth. That's what you just said.
What the fuck?
I heard what
man,
you said.
Man, you crazy? Ask anybody on this phone right now. I said, deep break. Ask them, man.
Oh, well, you can't
ask
get the break,
on
but
this
you
phone
got
right
all
now. You must be hallucinating. I said, the break. I said, I'll run you to the 8th or 4th with the break.
You got all the action on this planet. Head up out the
well,
back door to the 8th all day.
If you're talking, you shouldn't be begging. Stop begging if you're talking shit.
I'm
so
not begging,
down.
Man. Hey, it's,
you
it's
are begging. You're asking for
you
the
got
break.
A big ass, got, that's not begging, bro.
That
anybody
is begging.
Anybody out here give me something, they got a big fly. I can't say if I got a little chief or a SP2 motor.
I don't know what I got.
What you got.
Hey, I don't know. You don't know what I got, and I don't care what you got.
No, I'm not saying, no, you're not listening. I'm not saying you got any of that. I'm saying you said you got a big block. I said I got a small block. Give me the break. Your stipulation is what I had to have a 23-degree motor to get the break.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
Man.
It's Todd on the line.
I didn't say that.
It's Todd on the line.
I never said I was giving you shit. I ain't never said I was giving you nothing. I said I'm going to run your head up out the back door. Spray to spray. That's what I told you with your Monte Carlo. I don't care what you got in there. I don't care what kind of motor you got in there.
Up, hey, you know what? If you shorten that shit up 660 feet, I'll run your head up.
If I... What?
You shorten that shit to the 8th mile, I might run your head up.
You got it. You got it. Lock in. 300 on 1,000. You got
the
it.
The key word said, I said I might. If you pay attention, you need to go
hey,
back
that's
to
what I thought.
Listen,
you know what? You need to stop talking. 224-8097. Hey, Jeff, you can go back to him now.
I'm sorry.
224-8097. Who is this? Come on. I can't even hear him. Hold on. 708-6447.
It's Cal City Cal, ground to pound.
What's up, Cal City Cal?
Not much, just listening in.
Okay. Well, we're in dispute right now. Just hold your mic, Cal. This man talk. Really, Paul? Seriously?
Really, Paul, what?
I can't believe. Are you listening to what you're saying? You just told him to shorten it up to the 8th mile. He said lock in. Now, what's the problem?
I said, listen, man. I said I might run you. Keyword is might, man. Y'all, hey, listen, man.
You just said if you shorten it up to the 330.
If you shorten it 660 feet, my keyword was I might run you.
Okay. Let me go to the next caller. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Hold on. Hold on. If I can get some days off for that weekend of June 7th, man, I will run you. Just like I told you, if I can get off on June 7th, man, I will run you. I'm not going to have my car on February 28th and March 1st down in Mississippi, even though that's the quickest drive for me.
If I had $1 million, I'd probably give that $5 a piece.
I need to ask Paul Wall a question. This Paul Wall, you've been a Southside.
This you what?
This Paul Wall from the South Side moved out of town.
Yeah, Three Glove. What's wrong, man?
Hey, you, hey, Paul Wall, you can drive my car. My car got big block. You can drive my car, Paul Wall, right now. Big block
like
is big
that.
Block. Fuck him.
I like that.
Nah.
He gonna blow
that's
up
me
to
drive my car.
Damn.
Okay. I bet you won't lock your ass in.
Hey,
like you lock your ass in.
Duct tape on the intake, man. He gonna blow up.
Tim, lock in, Paul Wall. Put a you like it's on me. Damn me like y'all going on Paul Wall.
Y'all heard the man say, man, lock in on your ass, let go.
Yeah, I'm going to lock in
and
say the same for Paul Wall.
I'm running
yeah.
your motherfucker. Hey, I tell you what you do. Take Three Lug Motors, put in your Monte Carlo, and lock your ass in. How about that?
He ain't put none of his Monte Carlo. Pac-Man up there,
Pac-Man.
Oh, he can drive it.
Okay.
He can drive it.
Well, I ain't racing your Trans Am. I'm running his motherfucking Monte Carlo.
You got a big block. You got a big block. He got a small block. I got a big block. What's the difference?
Hey, I swear to God, if I got anything but a 23-degree motor, you win the lockup, Mike. All I want is the brake.
Man, I don't
you
care if
you
try
to run this car, man. Not your car, man.
Three or a big block. You, this is what you fail to realize, Paul. You ain't nothing. You ain't never been nothing. You not nothing.
Hey, I
don't know why you be
you
talking
said that
like
last
you
time and I soloed your
nothing,
time,
man.
Even though that was 3-4 years ago.
You
I
did.
Mean,
you
hey,
soloed
hey,
me
I'm
with some jokes.
All I want is the break. That's all I'm asking for, the break.
You can't
I'm
get it.
I'm not asking for
you
a
can't
break.
Get it.
You mean take off, handicap yourself? You got to take a chin
I'm
off.
I'm not taking it
off.
And I, hey,
I'm just saying, give me
I'm
the
not
break.
Taking
That's
it off, and I ain't giving you nothing. I'm not taking it off, and I ain't giving you nothing.
I'm not,
get
no,
your
no,
ass
no,
back.
I'm not saying that. I'm not handicapping you. All I'm saying is just give me the break. I'm not asking for shit. I'm not telling you to handicap
your
car.
I'm not giving you
nothing.
Shit. I'm not giving you nothing. I'm going to run you head the fuck up. That's what I'm going to do.
We'll see, man.
I didn't ask you for nothing when you ran me with a spread forehead motherfucking motor, did I? And I had a steel
hey,
head, bitch. I didn't
wait,
ask you
wait,
for
wait,
nothing.
Was it 23-degree motor regardless of a spread forehead? Was it
I don't know what
not?
That bitch was. All I know that bitch was a spread port, bitch, and I told you to close the hood. I'm going to ring you anyway because I'm a man of my word. And
yeah,
you whooped me.
Let me open this your ass.
1728.
What does
that
make a difference? Nothing.
It don't matter.
708-483.
Let me look up if something happened and I get a big ass. Down on your ass, I go. I'm
yeah, I hope
I
look
up.
Right.
I hope
I
look up and get me one, too.
708-0483. How you doing, Uncle Sherman? Oh, that's
Major.
Major. All right, how y'all doing today? It sounds like he's scared, man. He don't want to race, Uncle Sherman.
I'm not trying to race, man. I'm not asking for nothing major. I'm saying you get my fuck with that all day. Give me the back tire. Give me the brake. You get that all the time. I don't give a fuck
but
if you Diane and them. Diane get people the back tire, the brake. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Yeah, but
they ain't
talking shit.
Diane.
How you going to talk shit
that
and beg at the same time?
Hey, man, that's not begging. Hey,
that
man,
is begging.
Hey, listen, man. If I
if
had
he, if you got, if you got an ass or something, then you shouldn't even be saying
man.
Shit to him.
You're still beating me back. Whatever, man. I'm tired of listening, man. Three
I'm done talking
to
you. I'm done talking to you. Hey, Jeff, you still online.
I want to break
him, man. Hey, could you go ahead on and peel his head back? Now, they got a small block, man. What you going to do with them?
Wait. I said me and Jeff are running head up. I told him I'd put that on line. But I just said I'm not locked in with him because I don't know if I'm going
to be able to
do that.
I just take my little bread and get to them. That's what I do.
Put somebody on the phone.
You ain't going to go.
They argue about it. Put somebody on the phone that want to race.
I would have
oh,
liked to ask you.
Let
me call, man. Don't call my name for like 2 minutes. I'm on the other line real quick.
773-1233. Your mic is open. 773-1233. They dropped. 773-7469. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Sam? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who are we talking to?
Sam, how you doing? You talking to Big Lito, man, with the Trans Am Club. I got a quick question to ask you guys. I'm hearing everybody fussing and arguing on this phone, and everybody fussing and arguing about what they're going to do. I got a question. I got a question for Sherman. Sherman, you on the phone?
What's your big stupid ass phone?
Hello?
Who is
What's
this?
Going on? Hey, Sherman, I ain't being disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful. That's you ain't no fighter.
What your ass want?
Don't be disrespectful.
Who is this? Hey,
what
sir?
Don't
ass
be disrespectful.
Go ahead.
I'm keeping it realistic. Now, you got a big block in your car. You got a big block in your car. Did I just hear three of us say he had a big block in your car, in his car? And he
but I ain't trying to run
it.
I'm not trying to run him, though. I'm not trying to run him.
Okay.
That's the problem,
this is my question. This is my question. Everybody that's on this phone is talking. And everybody on this phone is hollering and screaming about what they doing. But I don't see nobody. I heard Three Love get on the phone and draw on you. But I keep hearing you drawing on a small block.
I
keep hearing you
drawing
on a small block with your spray on. Now,
yeah.
I also heard Hootie. I also heard Hootie and his brother talking on the phone. This is my question. And everybody hollering and screaming on the phone. This
ain't
is my question.
Go ahead.
I'm hearing Hootie hollering and screaming and all this. And the last time I was at the track, Hootie, you got your ass pulled out and you was laying on your woman's shoulder crying about that little thing.
Hey, let me ask you. Hey, hold on, Hootie.
My question
Hootie,
is
before
this.
Before you say anything, hold
my
on.
Question,
hold on, before
my
you say
question
anything.
Is
hold
this.
On, let me say this.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Hey, my question is this, Money. Have you ever raced anybody in your life? That's what I want. Just answer that question.
Yes.
Who have you raced? Besides stoplight, trying to run somebody from stoplight to stoplight.
Hey,
there you go, Sherman.
Hey,
there you
Sherman,
go.
Check this out. Hey, Sherman, check this out.
You ain't
can
raced
you
nobody in your life, so you can't be talking shit to nobody, man.
Hey,
nobody.
Sherman, I ain't talking shit. I'm asking a question.
Hey,
y'all
what
y'all
you
y'all
need
y'all
to be doing is listening. That's what you need to be doing.
Hey,
get
Sherman.
Y'all ass down,
Sherman. Little do you know, Sherman, you ain't never been shit. Ever.
Yeah, I done whooped y'all
you
ass
took a
multiple
big block,
times.
You took a big block and whooped our small block. You took a big block and whooped our small
five,
block.
Eight. And ran 4-5 times, ran
you
down dumb ass
a,
over.
You gave us a kind of break. You gave
hey,
us
well,
a kind of
ass.
Break with a small block. And you whooped up. And you won that. And you won that.
It's true.
You gave us a kind of break,
and
you
all y'all,
us, right?
Hey, and every
Sherman,
last one of y'all got a spot forever.
Hey, Sherman, what do we get since you say we got a spot forever? What do we get from your car, Sherman? What do
what
we get from your car, Sherman?
Y'all
got a
problem
with
my
car,
y'all.
Let
me y'all get there, motherfucker.
Hey,
what
hey,
car? What car y'all talking about?
Hey,
Hootie.
Hey, Hootie.
Hey,
Hootie. Hey, Hootie.
Man, I don't want to hear y'all
that.
Been running, man. Y'all been running.
Hey, Lou, hey, Hootie, we like that.
When?
We already told you. We
when,
already
man.
Told you, Hootie. We already told
man,
you.
Yeah,
on the
okay.
7th. We done already
man,
told
y'all,
you,
man,
Hootie.
Y'all
I ain't even talking to you.
Man.
Hootie, I ain't
man,
talking
man.
To you. Because
hey,
I done already told
man.
You. Whatever
hey, hold
you
on.
Give us with it all, we're going to give you with it all.
Hey, Money.
You was a nice
guy.
I'm talking to real racist.
Money.
I'm talking to real racers. I'm talking
money
to the train.
Money.
I'm talking to
the
sermon.
Money.
Hello? Yes.
Hello, Money.
Yes.
Are you trying to lock in?
I'm trying to ask a question. Can I get my question out? Can I get my question out? Because
you ain't asking no questions. You keep talking.
You
talking about what everybody else is doing.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, Shannon. Hey, Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
We was just on the phone last week. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I lock in for, Sherman said, 300 on 1,000. And we get our car down in Mississippi and hurt it. Do you think that makes common sense for us to pay you on a lock-in after we done hurt our car? You
That's
know
your
us,
fault,
Shannon.
Stupid motherfucker.
Hey,
Sherman.
About? Hey, Sherman. Hey, Sherman. Shannon, you know us. When our cars is there, we rape. You know that already. That ain't shit to talk about. That ain't shit to talk about. When our cars is there, we rape.
Listen. You don't have to lock in for next week. To lock in for June 7th.
You ain't racing no more.
I just want to know how I'm going
to
lock in.
You ain't listening to what I'm saying.
You saying a whole lot of nothing right now. We trying to figure out how you
lock
in.
When we lock in, I'm saying when our cars is there, we race. I'm not finna lock in on you right now. That motherfucking car might get hurt. That car might get hurt on a test pad. This is the fuck I'm asking y'all. Y'all got Sherman on the phone with a big block and motherfucking three lugs and Drew on his bitch ass. And y'all
still
holding
his
dick. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
I'm not even tripping on Paul Wall.
Well, why you keep talking?
My question is,
what you
want to
do with anyone in your car?
Hold on, money. I'm going to say this to clear you up. Three Lugs still on the line. Hold on. Is Three Lugs still on line?
Hey, listen.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, Three Lugs still on line. Yeah, I'm still here. If he's still on the line, if he's still on the line, and we both at the track, I'm going to run him head up, spray to spray, out the back door. I'm not going to lock in.
Yeah.
I ain't locking in. I said if we both at the track,
you
I'm going to run your head up.
I appreciate
okay?
that. We
you
were
can mark my word on that.
I guess
okay.
I'm holding you to that now.
I said if we both our cars there.
All right.
I'm
going to
run
on the
same.
Okay.
I ain't never ducked you.
Okay. We'll find out this year.
Okay.
I'll put my phone back on mute.
Now, money.
Now, everybody threw it the fuck to argue. Now, I'm listening.
Go ahead. Now, money. Finish it. Because
you weren't talking about nothing before.
Hold on.
What up?
Big Sham.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Let me say something right quick, man.
Go ahead.
Listen, man. Every last Trans Am boy got a kind of break. I'm going to blow my thing at them when they get their ass to the line. I came to your race on September 8th. Put my car back together just for they faggot asses, and they didn't come with shit.
Hey, Hootie, can I ask you a question? You're going to blow it up, and you're going to give us a car and a break.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why don't you knock it off and get your ass down here to fuck up?
Man,
how about
listen,
that?
Man. It's turned on, man.
How about that?
Listen, I ain't got a motor.
How about
time,
that?
Man. I ain't got a motor. Time.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Okay,
let me ask you a question. Why should we take a small block and run from a motherfucker with nitrous on? Hey, Hootie, listen. That question ain't just for you.
I'm
going to accommodate
you, man.
Everybody want to blow
listen,
it up.
Man.
Money.
Listen.
He said he's going to accommodate you. Listen.
I'm going to take my small block ST and run your head up on the motor.
You got to lock in, Money. You got to call everybody up and see if you can lock in.
Hey, Shannon, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Is your car ready?
It's not.
Is your car ready?
It's not.
When will your car be ready, Mr. Talk Show host?
It'll be ready June 7th.
When will your car be ready?
June 7th.
Okay. Guess what, Shannon? My car will be there June 7th.
Your car?
My car will be there June 7th. Gerald car will be there June 7th. AJ car will be there June 7th. Fred car will be there June 7th.
Well, I ain't never seen nobody car but AJ And
that's the reason why I'm talking to you. That's the reason why I'm talking to you. Now, I've been sitting back. Hold on. I ain't finna holler and scream at y'all. I've been sitting back and listening on the talk show for the last couple weeks, and that's fine and dandy. But my question is this.
And that's what
every motherfucking body
want to
grab
world,
that shit at us. Everybody want to, hey, Sherman, everybody want to grab that shit at us. You got to beat my Sherman with your nitrous on. You got to beat
my
Sherman with your
nitrous
on.
Hey, Money.
Yes.
Hey, Money,
yes.
Check it out.
Yes.
Is your car going to be ready?
Yes.
Huh? Can you lock
yes.
in right
just,
now?
I
we're going to run you
a,
head
I'm
over Shanika
in
his race. But you got to lock
I'm
in.
I'm not locking in shit, Sherman.
Yeah,
what's
I'm not locking
in
shit,
Sherman.
Stop talking.
My car will be there.
Okay,
my
well, lock in.
There.
Lock in.
Why the fuck I got to, let me ask you a question. Why the fuck I got to lock in on a hope? When my car is there, Shannon,
you're
I'm tapping you on your shoulder.
Okay. Hey, Shannon, you might as well
I'm
pass
talking,
right now, because if you get on
I'm
the motherfucking line, you're going
to
red light.
I'm talking right now, Shannon, because I'm sick of everybody fussing and hollering and ain't talking about shit.
Well, I'm saying
hey,
we trying to lock you in.
Though,
man. I'm talking
man.
That junk. Lock in.
Shannon,
you don't want to come
Shannon,
on here talking.
You
all you got to do is lock in.
Shannon, you talking racist, Shannon, and you talking about locking in, and your car ain't ready. So
well,
why the fuck
it's gonna
I
be ready.
About
if your car
in?
There, listen,
okay.
If your car there and you on here, you talking right now, you say your
car
going to be there.
I'm
going to
tap you on the shoulder.
I say lock in. I'm going to make sure
my
car there.
I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. I'm going to tap you on the shoulder.
No,
when
you ain't got to tap me on the shoulder.
You
can just lock in. Okay.
I ain't got to walk in. I can just tap you on the shoulder.
Hold on. Let's,
I can just tap you on the shoulder.
Todd, your mic is open.
Paul is locked in. It's sounding good.
I figured it'll wake you up, but
what,
nonetheless, he not talking
what's
about
going
nothing.
What's going
nothing
on, Todd?
I just heard all
I
that
need
shit about locking in and shit. This shit starting to sound good to me. Sherman,
what you want, motherfucker?
I was just hearing
what
y'all trying to lock in with somebody. I thought you told me you already locked in.
But it's not included.
That's exactly
it's
what
he
said.
I'm gonna lock you in, though. I'm gonna lock you in, though, Money. If you say if you on here talking, I'm gonna lock you
in. Hey, Shannon.
Yeah, I'm here.
You ain't gonna have to lock me in. When you see
okay,
my
well,
car on the back of my trailer
no
and I'm
more.
At the track, I'm going
to
tap you on your fucking shoulder.
I don't want to talk to you no more.
Hey, I'm going to pay.
Keep doing what you're doing,
hey, I'm
going to
pay.
Keep commentating, Shannon, and holding Sherman nuts. When your car gets there, get your funky ass down.
Hey, it's worth the price of admission just to see your dumb ass on the line.
Ain't nobody going to keep talking to you, motherfucker. Ain't nobody going to keep talking to you, motherfucker.
I just want to see you in the car with a helmet on, motherfucker.
Hey, Sherman, stop dodging cars that look like you.
Hey,
stop dodging cars that look like you, Sherman, and get your funky ass next to a big block. You always tapping the floor
on
your shoulder.
I'm on,
get
hey, I'm making up a difference with
big
y'all.
Block.
I sure
hey,
somebody
I'm making up a difference with y'all.
Y'all done.
Hey, Sherman, I got a big block.
If a motherfucker got a big block like you and he's sitting next to you, your pussy ass ain't going to move. And you the
hey,
fool that already.
Got a big block.
Hey, check this out.
You
check
ain't
this
drawn
out.
On a big
anybody
block.
Anybody that said like me got head
like
up
you.
Action. Now, if you look like me, you got head up action, buddy. How about that?
What's it look like you? Because I got a big block of full interior.
Dr. Spencer, full interior all steel, motherfucker. You know what it is.
Oh, I ain't got
in,
all steel, but I get
lock your
I got
ass
a
in.
Big block.
Lock in.
I got a big block of full interior.
Is it
tire,
all steel?
Suspension.
It was all
nope.
steel.
Nope.
I shut the fuck
hey,
up. On to the next person then.
Hey, Sherman, you kill
like
me with a stipulation.
Like
you just like a bitch. You kill me with a stipulation.
True. That's
I'm
how you stop me.
You got to take me to dinner and buy me an outfit.
Hey, I got the fast.
You sound
well,
like
hey,
a
I
bitch.
Tell
you
them
sound
ain't
like
steel.
A bitch. To be honest with you, Sherman,
hey,
you sound
tell
like
what
a
ain't
bitch. Motherfucker got to look like you to raise you. Bitch, if you said he got 5 grand shit on his car, go buy you some.
Yeah, that's why I give y'all a
that's
spot.
Deal.
Y'all ain't
hey,
no. Buy you some
hey, money. What are you, the spokesperson for the whole talk show now? Everybody, you just a spokesperson?
No, I'm not
the
spokesperson.
For your own damn car?
I ain't the spokesperson. That's your job.
Well, shut up then.
That's
you ain't talking for your own car. You ain't talking about nothing.
It's your job to chill these, Sherry.
I ain't chilling
these. Hey,
Hey,
Shannon.
Yeah.
If a person is not willing to lock in the money, because this shouldn't be about pride and things of that nature. If you ain't going to lock in no money, you're just blowing hot air. Hot smoke in the air.
Hey, let
so
me just ask
y'all
this.
Lock in,
hey, I got a few minutes left.
Let me just ask y'all something
right quick.
So I can get to it.
All these people on here, not all these people, but people on here talking mess, and they talking about somebody else's car. What? How you supposed to address that? This boy keep coming on here talking about
how you
nobody say nothing to Three Lug about racing him at all. Three Lug made his own mind up to come on and say, I'll race you. It was personal between Ruff and Paul Wall. Paul Wall was out here talking that junk. And it was personal. But to stop all the madness, what did Ruff say? He erased Three Lug. Ain't no problem. He erased him head up. Now, Money, you on here talking, and you Smooth just said you on here blowing all this hot-ass air. You ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to throw ice at a wedding. You need to just
Not
get
real.
I don't know
who Smooth is.
Not just you personally.
Let me say this. Nobody's blowing hot ass, nobody.
You're not locking in.
Now, cars is there. When
I said
cars is
locking
there,
in.
We race.
You
come
in
and
never
lock
in.
We
don't
want
to
do
a race. If you want to do a race,
we
man,
lock
if you want to do a
we
race, if you want to do a race, if you want to do a race, and the person agrees to your race, and you don't, and they say lock in, and they get, if you open a bet and they close it, and they say lock in 300 on 1,000 or 100 on 1,000, and that's the race you want, and you don't do it, then you're not doing nothing. You just taking up airtime.
Okay.
Anybody.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Sherman just said the same thing I said. Sherman said if his car is there, and Three Lug is there, he's going to race.
I'm going to address that, too. The only reason why I go along with that is because Sherman did not draw on him. He already told me he didn't want to run.
But he kept on going with it.
And he said, hold on, man.
I didn't draw on nobody either.
Hey, man. Lead the great goose alone.
What did I just do? Tell me what I just said.
You asked me what
car
going to be there. That's what you asked me. And you said, if I bring my car there, you're going to race me head up.
No,
that's what you said.
I said Sherman. I said Shannon. I said, is your car going to be there? You said,
and I said yes.
I said, my car is going to be there.
I said, lock in, man.
My car is going to be there. I said, when my car is there, when I'm going to tap you on the shoulder and we're going to get down. I didn't draw on you.
Thank you so much, buddy.
I'm going to ask a question. And before
Al
I could ask the question, everybody went in on everything.
Al
like
Julius.
I said, we're going to have several cars there.
Huh?
That's what
you,
I said.
You open, Al.
What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing much. Hey, this is how this is going to go down. All right? Since people saying lock in instead of blowing smoke, I said with Buford Malibu, this big block. You got head up actually with me, motor to motor, or y'all got a car in the brake and I'm going to spray the gun at y'all. With Sherman,
okay, well, lock in.
Sherman,
lock
you
in.
On
lock
motor.
In now, hold on, lock in. Lock the fuck in, man.
I done already locked in with y'all
in.
With Proof of Cop.
Lock in, spray.
Which race do y'all want?
Who you
which
lock
race
in
y'all
with?
Want?
I thought you don't lock in.
We won't.
Yeah!
If they locking in, let them go and lock themselves in, Todd. Just
hold on. Let me say, who you lock in with, Al?
I'm locked in with y'all with Buford Malibu already.
You ain't locked in with who?
Oh, my God, man. This is weeks back. I said y'all could pick either race y'all want, and y'all said motor to motor, I could race Buford head up.
You said that you're
exactly
not coming outside with no motherfucking money. That's what you said. You said I'm not coming outside with no money. Ain't that what you said?
That sounds dumb as hell for me to say that. You ain't even making no sense. I'm not coming outside with no money. I always
That's
come outside with
said.
Money.
That's what you said. We said lock in. You said I'm not coming outside with no $400-$500. Whatever you said. That's
okay.
What you said.
But, Ruff, hold it, Ruff.
No. Only thing I could probably think of, if I said if y'all trying to race for $400-$500, I'm not racing for $400-$500. I get it got to be a G or better.
Okay,
we ain't never raced for $400-$500.
What'd you say?
I'll run you 100 on 1,000 head on spray spray, man.
I don't know what that 100 on 1,000 shit is.
Let me finish this.
He said he's gonna lock in 100, and y'all gonna race for 1,000 or better.
Well, who do you call?
Who
no,
is
I
that?
Like this better.
Yeah, head up.
Head up.
No,
spray
I don't
want to
spray. You give me something, and I'm gonna be on motor, and you can shoot at me. That's how I play that one.
Okay then. Okay.
Well,
then.
He said we had time to break.
Y'all do got a car on the break. I'm going to shoot that beautiful car. Y'all got it all day.
Okay.
Y'all
well,
got that all day
take?
And
Which
night
you
with beautiful car all day. And Sherman, I ain't worried about
like
you.
It.
You got the break, and I'm going to shoot at you.
Hold on.
Lock in
you
on that.
You got the
too.
Break, motherfucker. I'm going to shoot at you. You got the break.
No,
I'm
you got the break,
you.
And I'm going to shoot at you.
I'm running
you
on motor. I don't run no motor. I'm not on motor.
Hey, man.
I'm on spray.
Hey, man.
Matter of fact,
who
you
running
on motor. Hit the fuck up. Spray
who
the spray.
Who is
that
trying
about
to run
that?
On
motor?
Hey, man, check this. Check this out, man.
No, hold on,
hey,
money. I'm
hey,
trying to
hey,
lock
hold
in
on,
some
hold
stuff.
On,
hold on, money. I'm trying
hey,
to
Al,
lock in some
hold
stuff.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
What?
Hey, hold on, Al. You talking slick, right? Get your ass down, head up, spray the spray, since you talking slick.
With who car?
Lock in with my car. Lock your ass in right
man,
now.
You on dope and dog food. You got a big block. I got a small block.
Yeah,
I'm going to sit down next to
you.
Right. Spray, spray.
I don't
okay,
care what
okay,
you got.
Okay.
Who cares what you got?
Hey, Ruff.
Lock
hey,
your fucking ass in.
Get your
talk
ass
quick.
Down.
Hey,
you got the break for life.
Hey, man,
and I'm going to spray
hold
it.
Hold
you get on more.
Hey, Al.
We ain't going to argue with y'all.
Al.
We ain't going to argue with y'all. Check this out.
Al. I just want
to
talk to
y'all. Stop arguing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk to Al.
Do you want to raise Hootie head up, spray to spray?
No, we want to raise you head
yeah,
up, first, motherfucker.
You know what?
We
want to
raise
goes.
You
he could probably put a motor in his car over the winter, but you know what? He act like
fuck
he done
that.
Did something.
Fuck
he got
that.
One person in his
what
car.
What
he got one person in our crew
that
done raced more in one season than he did his whole race career. So you know what?
This is what we want to do. This is what we want to do.
Lock in. Gun to gun, lock in. Gun to gun, lock in with Hootie.
Hey, man,
who
is the person hollering, man?
Hey, Al. This is what we're going to do. Since you motherfuckers are
you
want to
lock that in, Al?
Whooping and talking
with
shit. This is what y'all whooping and talking
you
shit
you
on the
lock that in,
this is what we're going to do. We
yes,
run
I do
want to
lock it in.
We want to lock it in. We want to lock it in.
Hey,
which
man?
Hold on, money, hold on for a second, money.
Hey, man, when you fight,
I'm
gonna hang up, man.
Money. Hold on for a second, Shannon.
Yeah.
Me and Hootie, head up, gun and gun, no hood popping up at all. I don't give a fuck what he got. I don't want him to wonder what I got.
I like that. I like that.
What y'all locking in? Y'all gonna lock it in June 7th.
Yeah,
June 7th,
yes.
100,000.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
I'm going to lock that. Okay,
lock
what y'all locking in?
$100,000? Yeah, yeah.
What, if I don't race, you get $100?
$100,000.
You got to lock in.
So
yeah,
$100
on it. What y'all racing for?
$1,000.
Whatever we get up, $1,000 or better.
$1,000 or better.
Whatever
okay,
we
I get
up.
Some of that action. Al.
Get out the back door.
Out the back door?
Yeah.
Man, we from the South. We from Chicago. We racing the whole
20.
Quarter mile. I ain't
hey,
no
hey,
damn
hey,
8 miles.
Hey,
What car you
locking
in on?
What car?
He got
a Trans Am.
Yeah.
He got a Trans Am. No matter what it is.
You know what? It's going to be a blue car or it's going to be another car. How about that?
Hey,
it's gonna be a blue car or another car.
Man, go ahead on with that shit, man.
I
want to
be for
here
with my car.
Don't lock that in, Shannon.
What do it
matter
if I'm driving it?
Okay.
It's mine.
Hey, Todd, get the fuck out of here.
I don't bring his blue car. He can lock in $100,000 with Woody car, but no ghost car with his car.
Hey Al, y'all think
y'all slick? Y'all think y'all gonna bring Fred Trans Am out there? I'm gonna knock his motherfucking skull off.
Man, you barely get away some head up now. How the hell you gonna get away from the Trans Am?
You gonna
knock his skull off?
Who that talking, Sherman?
You scared to raise some head up now.
You
talking about can't even get the break from a big block to a small block. So how
you
going to sit up and say you're going to race
the
Trans Am?
Hey, Sherman, you going to knock it off on the motor?
Hey, Jeff, hold on, y'all. Round the pound, Jeff.
You got a small block. You going to knock it off on the motor?
Shut up, money. Let Don Shannon talk. Shut the fuck up.
Jeff, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, fuck you, Sherman. Knock it off on the motor. Knock our head off
on
the motor. Take that nitrous off that weak motherfucker.
Money.
Mom.
Man, mute his mic.
Y'all weak as hell. Yeah,
please mute his mic.
Y'all weak as hell.
I'm here. You know, everybody got their sin together, but everybody can sin together. Everybody can't talk together. I want some action, too, goddamn it. I want motor.
Go ahead on. Go ahead on, Jeff. Say what you got to say.
God damn it, motor or nitrous, god damn it, for any of them motherfucking things.
There you go, Al.
However they
want to
do it.
Head up, gun to gun with that white colors. How about that?
Or motor to motor, however you want to do it. Lock
gun
your
gun.
In. 3-on-15 or better.
What?
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, you ain't going to be coming on this phone sound like no gangster and shit.
Hold on, John. Wait, Ty.
Jeff, what you say?
Ty, hey, if anybody know, goddamn, Ty should know I'm a motherfucking gangster. Now,
yeah.
I locked you in already. That's right. You got me locked in. You going to pay me, too.
Hey, are y'all locking in? Al, y'all locking that in?
I don't know what I'm locked in for, honestly, because
no.
When
yeah,
I said that, I'm going to have a lot of
so
like a whole lot of voices
hey,
change.
Hey, Sam, let them talk. Let Jeff and Al talk. Y'all know
yeah,
talk.
Go ahead.
Say
go
it
ahead.
Again, Jeff.
Hold on. What race am I locked in for already, Shannon?
No, you're not locked in no race. You ain't locked in no race.
You ain't locked in.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I've been listening. Motor to motor, nitrous to nitrous. However them motherfuckers want to do it. As long as you got a small block, let's go. If you got a big block, we can do that, too.
I'm not popping my hood. It's not getting popped, so it shouldn't matter. I'm not popping my hood.
It does matter. If you're talking this same shit to Sherman, somebody, you got a big block, you try to run my small block, why wouldn't I not know if you got a motherfucking small block or a big block?
Hey.
Let me know something.
Hey,
yeah.
If you got a small
hey,
block,
hey, Jeff.
If you head
out.
Up,
yes,
I will let you
yeah.
know. But
hey,
if
Jeff.
I'm brand, then
hey,
I'm
Jeff.
Not popping my hood.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Just
hey,
check
Jeff.
It out. Check it out.
Uh-huh.
How about that y'all just do this? We don't have a big block in our club. So if you locked in with AJ, if you locked in with one of us, and we race, when you get down there on the finish line, pop the hood and show us a small block. We don't own a big block. That's what the fuck I'm telling
you.
You
know, I have no trouble
We don't
with that.
Own a
I
big
no
block.
Okay, well,
okay,
let's lock
that's
in. Fine. Let's go. Lock.
See,
is it lock?
Fine.
Is
yeah.
it locked? Yes, sir.
With the colors? Yeah, it's locked.
With the colors, what colors?
I say, what y'all locking into now?
The white colors.
I got a color.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Malibu.
Y'all
don't know parts of the
Malibu.
My
Nova,
straight.
I got the Malibu. I got my Nova. I got a
hey,
Trans Am. I got.
Hey Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff. Check this out.
Yes, sir.
We bummed
like
all up and shit, man. We don't want
to
race him on
motor. Like
we don't want to race that boo
like
on motor, but
you
got too
on,
much
AJ.
Nitrous on it.
Hey, AJ, like I was trying to say on the phone, Jeff, earlier, you got several cars. We got several cars. Like I was trying
right.
to say earlier, when you bring your cars to the track and we're at the track, we could do all that discussing then and there. But... You locking
you know,
in on your boo, or you locking in on your cutlass or whatever, and we locking in, like you said, it's a ghost car, because you don't know which car we got. You don't know which car you locking in on. That's what I'm trying to explain on this phone. To get
hey,
rid of all
that
fuss and all that arguing, check it out, to get rid of all that fuss and all that arguing, out of respect to Hootie, Hootie said we got a car to break. That's fine. When we get to the track, we do that.
Like you said, whatever we bring on the motor, as long as it's a small block, we can do that. That's fine.
When y'all bring y'all ghost car to the track, then talk. Don't be on here talking about, like Al talking about he going to lock in. Lock in with his car.
Hey, Sherman, that's what I'm trying to lock in.
And I don't give a fuck, goddamn, y'all got a ghost car.
Wait a minute, Jeff.
We don't have a ghost car. You've seen them all.
Hey, Money, you're not trying to lock
in.
Yes, sir. So can you stop? Al Jr., are you trying to lock in?
Hey, Sherman, I'm trying to lock in with you.
You know what?
Make some common sense.
Are you trying to lock in, Al Jr.?
I told y'all to race. I'm on Buford head up motor to motor. Sherman got the brake, and I'm afraid of him.
If you go, hold on. Is you going to run Buford head up motor to motor with your blue Trans Am? That's all I want to know.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
all
well, let's
long,
lock it in right
that.
Now. Well, let's
yeah,
lock
we'll
it
lock
in
that.
Then, $300
and
we pop the hood after the race.
We pop the hood after the race.
Man, I don't give a fuck, man. As long as you ain't got no nitrous plate on that motherfucker. You got to head the fuck up action, man.
Now that's a stipulation. You said it had to be a small block.
Damn,
now
you
over here
and
got a nitrous plate.
We popping the hood after the race. That's what we just said.
Sherman.
Damn. You're talking around in circles, man.
Sherman.
What the heck are you
getting? Hey,
listen.
Mute my mic.
You got a blue Trans Am.
Mute me.
Okay, thank you.
Sherman.
I think I should have did that 19 minutes ago. I swear.
Shannon.
I got
thank
2 minutes
thank
left.
Thank you very much, you weak motherfucker.
I got two minutes left.
Can I lock you in, Juan Regal?
Hello?
Shannon.
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
Why do I have to have a plate off when we try to get Jeff and them to take the plate
well,
off of the Malibu to race and head up?
I mean, Al, you telling me.
Why do the plate have to be off?
Hold on.
But the bottle is going to be out the top. I'm going to pop it after the race.
Hey. Y'all had me putting on no car show. Wait. Hey, man. Y'all had me take
you don't have to put on no car show. Pull us over to the side. Me, I could look. I know what the fuck I'm looking at.
I'm going to show after the race. I'm going to take the bottles out, leave them bitches in the pits, and we're going to get down after the race.
Well, you know what? We ain't going to run you a beautiful car. Leave your bottles on. Leave your hood closed. I'm going to run you head over my car. I don't give a fuck what you got. Now, lock in on that.
Man, I told your goof ass you got the brake on motor. You go on motor, you got
the brake. How many times I
got
to tell you I'm not on motor? I'm spraying. How many times I got to tell you that?
Well, we don't have no race then, man, because you're not making any sense. We want to race you with Fred Coggy. You talking about
okay,
we got to race
well,
head up.
Ain't no race.
Motor to motor with a small block and a big block.
I got
seconds
now.
You a cupcake racer. You always want some sweet. You a cupcake racer.
Hey.
You a cupcake racer. You always want some sweet.
Thank y'all for calling in tonight, man. I appreciate y'all calling in. Everybody's comments.
I
appreciate y'all. I need y'all to go to clocksoff.com and get on that site and log in.
Preload a bank card.
Hey, I appreciate
hey,
y'all calling in, man. I'll talk to y'all next Thursday.
Hey,
yeah.
Eastside
I got
some
seconds
bullshit,
left.
Man. I've been trying to get. Hey, I've been trying to tell a motherfucker. I'm trying to lock a motherfucker in, man. You had me on here screaming for 30 minutes.
They had you on here screaming, Vaz. I'm sorry. I ain't had you on there.
Damn,
I'm sorry,
man.
Brother.
I'm trying to get this photo some action, man. What the fuck?
Photo.
Yeah,
I got seconds, baby.
Alley.
Later,
Vaz.